welcome to another episode of the film review, the movie review, the Blu-ray review. I'm Brian Kluger with the Multimedia Bin Podcast. Find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Please, please, please. You'll see all the shows on there. Boomstickcomics.com as well. In this particular show, we review movies and Blu-rays for you that you might want to see. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited to talk to you about this one. This one is, well, we'll just get into it. It is called Cloverfield, The Paradox. The Cloverfield Paradox. Let's just get into it. Going into The Cloverfield Paradox, which should be renamed to The Cloverfield Potato. I was a huge fan of this movie universe and its mythology. With 2008's Cloverfield movie, I love the use of the handheld cameras and the found footage aspect to tell this crazy story of a giant creature wreaking havoc on everyone and everything in New York, despite the annoying characters. Yes, we all wanted them to die. Some years later, we got a film set in the same universe with 10 Cloverfield Lane, which has holed up with John Goodman and a couple other great actors, where something terrible was happening outside their underground bunker, just as something equally awful was happening inside that bunker. J.J. Abrams had announced a third film because he was responsible kind of producing the other two. And now he announced his third film some years ago, and it would take place in the Cloverfield universe. But it went through tons of delays, tons of titles, including The God Particle. And a genius move, the first trailer for this Cloverfield Paradox movie aired during this recent Super Bowl move, the Super Bowl game. And after the trailer played, right after it played at the very end, it said it would debut right after the game on Netflix. Surprise! Everybody was shocked, which was really cool. I was like, oh my God, we're going to get this movie right now. A surprise indeed it was. But after viewing the film, huge disappointment set in with just how lazy and horrible everything was in a film franchise that had everything going for it. It even had an amazing cast from people from all over the world, including Gugu Mafba-Ra, you know, she was the chick in San Junipero, Chris O'Dowd from the IT Crowd, Zhang Ziyi, Roger Davies, Askel Henny, David Oliowo, Daniel Brühl, Elizabeth Debicki, and John Ortiz. I mean, that's a pretty fantastic cast. And it's a great movie universe to draw inspiration from. But filmmaker Julius Onan as writers failed miserably. It was very unfortunate. So what the Cloverfield Paradox does is take a ton of other sci-fi film plot lines and scenes, and it mixes them all up into a jumbled mess of mediocrity. Not my other show, Mediocrity. Not to be confused. If you were to name a few films the Cloverfield Paradox takes its cues from, Event Horizon, Alien, and Interstellar would come to mind. All good films, by the way. But there are countless others that come into play here, but the best parts of those films don't translate well here at all. And it's trying to be different genres all the time. Horror movie, sci-fi, fantasy, all of it. You can't do it. It also feels rushed and lazy and unoriginal, not to mention that all of the characters have zero backstory. None of the characters have zero backstory, with the exception of just one character. While everyone else is the one-note stereotypical space crew environment, including the comic relief guy, the doctor, the short temper, the boss, and the weirdo. Yes, you need different people, but it's just we've seen it millions of times before. Set on a space station above Earth, this space crew is trying to harness an energy to help Earth out with the low energy levels in order to survive. When the space crew succeeds, it happens to transport them to another dimension with no Earth in sight, ever, at all. Soon, strange noises, random people start yelling from within the walls, chests burst open, worms fly out, and more things start to happen on board the space station. Yes, I know, it sounds familiar. Yes, we've all seen it. Meanwhile, on Earth, well, see the first Cloverfield movie, the giant aliens running around. as these two dimensions collide. The cast is, again, perfectly capable of being the best they've ever been, but due to this script, nobody is given any one moment to shine other than one-liners. There are moments where the film seems to be going into dark and balls-to-the-wall territory, but it always stops short, like it's scared. In fact, if the film were to go all the way, I would have probably had a much better time. Yeah, because I go all the way. There is no relation to the other Cloverfield films here. Like, it says it's the Cloverfield paradox, but there's really no relation to it other than just some subplot that happens every, like, for like 2 minutes of the entire movie. And of course, the final moment of the movie, you'll definitely see. None of it really makes sense, and it feels like a marketing push over the biggest televised event of the year to surprise us with something we didn't really want in this way, or at least right now. I don't know. What comes across as something cheap and laughable, and it's unfortunate, just because I love this series, this film franchise so much, and it just wasn't put together well. So yeah, I would say if you're on Netflix and you're curious about the Cloverfield Paradox, or not paradise, paradox, feel free to skip it. Skip it altogether. Don't need to watch it.